David.
I'm doing it now.
Doing grade 3 Braille. Did you ever learn
that? What's grade 3 Braille?
Ah, here you go, David.
It's an experimental Braille code developed in 1908.
Oh, is it only experimental?
1908?
Well, it was, like, they just developed it.
So that was when you were a little boy?
Implemented.
Yeah.
David was a little boy in 1909.
Yes, and so... It's quite fun and interesting, and
did anyone ever use it then?
Yes, they were teaching it at the Hadley School for the Blind for a number of years.
The Hadley School?
The Hadley School, H-A-D-L-E-Y.
So what signs do you have for what things that you use then?
I use it all. I've got details on my website, a whole page about grading.
Yeah, but no, just tell me. Okay. A sign you can think of that I wouldn't use.
Okay, so .5V is love.
.5V?
Yep.
No, that's just silly.
Love
doesn't begin with V. It begins with L.
It's got a V in. And, Okay, .4R is represent.
What?
Yeah, because that's a really commonly used word, yeah.
N-I-N-G sign is notwithstanding.
Can I put this on audio room, please, David?
Yeah, but all you have to do is look at my website and you'll find...
No, I was thinking it might just be comical because of my reaction and you staying deadly serious.
Well, because it's
rather
it's
actual
really cool.
Braille. So notwithstanding. Yes, I write that every day.
Okay. Possible.
Yeah.
P-B-L-E.
Yeah.
Yep.
I might want an S in there as well.
But then that might be pissable.
Passable.
Passable, yeah. He's trying not to laugh. He's
so
smiling.
Passable. How do you spell that? P-A-S-S-A-B-L-E. So that would be... P, and then dots 4-6, and then B-L-E.
4-6.
What does the 4-6 mean? Arse.
Double S.
Arse. An S.
Because you can omit the vowel A from the first syllable of a word. So that's why you can do P, double S. And then you can miss out the symbol A, the vowel
double A
from other syllables for the other A.
So you've got 4-6 is double S.
No.
Not in all positions.
Oh,
so
right.
It isn't a double S at the beginning of a word, because that would...
Well, there isn't ever a double S at the beginning of a word, is there? Well, if there is, I don't know it.
That's a good point.
Because
yeah.
You'd have bless with the B46S, so...
Yeah. Oh,
yep.
It's weird.
Because you wouldn't, I suppose,
right.
You wouldn't
you
confuse it, it wouldn't be P... B-S-S-S...
P46 space off.
Pass off, will you?
David's like, I don't know what you're talking about. My mind is clean.
Did you say B46?
P46.
Oh, pass off.
Yeah. or perhaps not.
I think B was thinking of piss off.
No, because you can't omit the vowel I in the first syllable of a word unless it's got like GH after it. So if you wanted to write light, you could do L-G-H-T.
Weird.
So you can't...
Well, weird... Because that's W E I R D would be W .5 R D.
No, because then that would be
right.
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 Yeah, because there's no E.
So
but it would be the
That would be like a, you know, surname Wright.
Yeah, double like Steve Wright.
Yeah.
In the afternoon. Except, does he still do that? I don't know.
Yeah. Didn't he move to Radio 2? No.
Yeah, he did.
So I'm not saying
like a million years ago.
Yeah.
Coming back to grade 3, it doesn't mean there's no ambiguity.
So how would you write ambiguity?
Yeah, go on, tell us ambiguity.
I've got to try and spell it in
A-M-B-I-G-U-I-T-Y.
Okay, so that would be A-M-B, and so you can miss out the I and write G, U, and then...
Hang on, you said that you were telling me before G-H that you could miss out the I. How come you can miss out the I all of a sudden?
Because that's the second syllable.
Oh my, this is like an autistic braille program.
So that's A, M, B,
that's very
G,
important, see.
U, and then 5-6.
Why?
What?
No.
Oh, it's just 5-6. You just assume that that's I-T-Y.
Yes.
What if you put T, 5-6?
T, 5-6?
Yeah.
Well, that would be... that would be tatty.
No, it wouldn't.
It would. Because it's the first syllable of the word. So it means that the vowel that's missing would have to be...
My ex-girlfriend, Jo, was sighted. And she wanted me to teach her Braille.
Yeah.
And I taught her the letters of the alphabet.
Yeah.
And the first thing she wrote to me was bum pants titty, your first message.
Bum what?
Bum pants titty.
Pants.
Pants.
Oh, pants.
So,
well, I know about someone who...
Is that what she meant to write?
Yeah.
Who was doing Braille in 2002. And she was writing the date, and she thought 2 was, you know, B, so 2002. So she wrote the 3rd of January, boom. Or whatever date it was.
The letter O.
Yeah, the letter O instead of a 0, yeah. It's quite funny.
You obviously have a similar sense of humour.
Actually, it would need 2 T's in it though, wouldn't it? So it'd be wrong.
Because yeah.
Otherwise it'd be tighty.
So tighty, T-I-G-H-T-Y, would be T-G-H, and then 5-6 for the T-Y.
There isn't such a word as
no, but that's how you'd write it if there were.
Oh dear.
If there was.
This is definitely going on audio booth. Oh, wow.
So, any other words?
Our
word.
It's going to go through a list of
well
obscene
words.
No. What about bum?
That would just be spelled the same way. So, you said our well, so that would be A-H space 456 E-R.
ER.
What?
Yeah.
That's weird. There's no in well.
No, but ER spaced as a word means we, so it's related to we.
Oh.
Mm. So if you were writing welly, would you put ERLLY?
No, because
that would just be.
You have to do WE and then 456. Why? Because in the middle of a word, 456 can mean double L.
So you could write WI456Y.
You could.
idea that David and I didn't just meet on our own.
I'm trying to think of some of my other favourite attractions. There's some quite cool ones. So, 4, 5, 6, bottom C is came, because bottom C is basically the word is come, and dot 4, bottom C is coming.
I saw your headphones coming up.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Your headphones are falling off the table, the bag. Sorry, carry on. So, 4, 5, 6, dots 3 and 6 is came.
Yep.
All right. Could you put camera? So you just put RA at the end?
Yes,
or does
you
it
could.
Have to be a word on its own?
No, you could do that. But, so you count up how many, so that's 4 letters long, and so another way of writing it would be C, M, E, R, A, and so that would also be 4, and that...
Oh, because you can miss out the A for the,
yeah,
from
so
the first.
Yeah, so preference would be given to, like, the second one, the one that I suggested, or the one you suggested. I don't know why, because I would be inclined to go for the one that was unambiguous, but
yeah.
My one's unambiguous too, but it's closer to the grade 2, so they probably take that one.
So how would you write boob?
Okay, that would be quite interesting, because you want B-O-O-B,
yeah.
Which is B, and then 4, 5,
B.
B, because 4, 5 in the middle of a word can mean a double vowel beginning with O, but not O, U, because there's already a sign for O, U.
Yeah. But you couldn't write audio boo with B, 4, 5, because it's at the end, is that
yes.
right?
Yep. And so 4, 5 at the end of the words like that means L-Y.
Oh.
So B.
She's going to find another way of writing Willy now.
Yeah.
I think the other one is probably the better version.
What was it again? I've forgotten what it was now.
It's WI456Y.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. Not enough leg room. And I have one in my foot on top of the other leg.
That's only one thing less, one character
yes.
less, isn't it?
Yep, and so that's why they didn't implement it really, because there's a large number of contractions. And I think it was only saving about another 20% or something like that. So
it's a bit silly. It's a bit S45, SI456Y.
You're getting good at this.